Houston standing by, over.
Jeremy and Joe continues now
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Jeremy and Joe, he's the last real good guy on the Huntington Bank Madden line. 713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line. All right, more Texas thoughts that I have. Will Kay Kroger be the punter in week one? They cut that Stonehouse dude.
No, because apparently they both suck.
D'Amico was asked about it today. Like, hey, is Stonehouse your, or is Kroger your punter? And he's like, for now. Well, okay. He's like, for now. We want the operation to be sound. Because that matters, holding the kicks. But, yeah, I don't think that Kay Kroger is going to make it to the to opening day.
No, they should have kept Townsend.
Well, they ought to sign him.
Oh, they should have re-signed him.
What'd he get? Like, I think it's, I can't remember. Maybe. I mean, they do have some cap space. You know, you, whatever you just saved with Patterson could have been on him.
That literally could be what the money's for.
For a new punter?
$2 million for a new punter?
Maybe. Maybe.
Okay.
You might be right. This Colin Wright kid out of Manville. Sounds like he might be pretty good. Went to Stanford. People are raving about him.
Is this the guy that Stingley was raving about?
Undrafted free agent. Yeah, everybody's been raving about it. They've been like, everybody has. Like, people just bring him up. Like, oh, this guy, and he's make plays all the time, like intercepting passes from Stroud. I think this guy's going to make the team all of a sudden. Undrafted free agent, make the team at corner. I think that their backup corner depth is actually better than people will say. Like, it's a couple of no-name guys and, like, guys we've never heard of. And it's like, oh, they're working out Tyrion Arnold. What is that going to look like? Blah, 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 blah. I actually don't hate what they have at corner.
No, I like Jalen Smith.
Lassiter and Stingley. Yeah, I like Smith. And
Tremont Smith.
From the sound of things, Colin Wright's been awesome.
Yeah. So, I think it's okay. I mean, these guys have largely been healthy. And, frankly, when one of the best cornerbacks in the NFL gets hurt, no matter who's the next guy up, is going to be a downgrade.
Sure.
On your roster. But they seem pleasantly happy with these guys, with the core that they have.
I'm excited for Colin Wright out of Manville. Manville
High School. This is basically the depth chart the last 2 years. And they clearly didn't feel the need to go out and invest either early in the draft or through free agency. So D'Amico must like what they have.
Yeah. Yeah, it's he's exciting. How about Jared Wayne? Is there any chance Jared Wayne makes the team?
I don't think
Texans
so.
Texans thought that ahead over the weekend.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. The numbers are going to be too...
How many wide receivers you normally
get? They've been raving about him. It depends on the year. Last year, they kept a lot.
I mean, Nico, Higgins, Hutchinson, Tank, Noel are all locks, obviously. Mm-hmm. I think Lewis Bond, the way he's been playing.
Okay, if you're the last wide receiver on the team, you probably need to play special teams.
Can he? I don't know.
He's very small. I don't think you're sitting him down as a gunner. I don't think he's your wedge buster on special teams.
I mean, so six wide receivers is the cap there, or could you?
No,
go
they
seven?
Last year they kept. I think last year they kept like nine.
Well, you could go to Jared,
but they only kept two tight ends.
Yeah, which that's not going to be the case this year.
No,
there's going to be at least three tight ends on the roster. I mean, Jared Wayne could make it if you go to seven,
right?
Or you could, you know, Lewis Bond could be a practice squad guy, but like I don't think Justin Watson's a guy
risky
who makes the roster.
They love him on special teams. And they always have a white specialist in that wide receiver room forever.
There's a lot of good options for those last couple spots.
Yeah, but there's no way that Wayne does. I'm with you on that. They signed Jawan Winfrey today as a wide receiver, which I hope that's just a cam body. I hope that's not a sign of anything.
That guy.
Hopefully it's just a cam body. Hopefully it's not a sign of like, hey, Noel's not healthy yet. He didn't practice today. Hopefully it's not a sign of like, oh, Tank's not far along. Or like Nico. You know, Nico's been in and out. Hopefully it's just a cam body. And then my last one that I had, John Harris was interviewing Caden McDonald.
Okay.
And he asked Caden McDonald who were the four people he'd have dinner with. And McDonald rattled off the first three and then kind of, you know, hesitated a little bit for the fourth one, was thinking about it. And then here was McDonald's answer and Harris's response.
Baby Drew.
Oh, baby.
4L.
Okay. All right. Should I know who that is? Should I know who
the rapper?
Okay. You gotta learn me on that one a little bit.
I don't think that Harris lost cool factor by not knowing who Baby Drill is.
I have no idea.
I don't
baby
know.
Drill
now
is.
I'm not cool, but I don't know who Baby Drill is.
No
where
idea.
He lost me though.
I thought you said Drew.
No, you said Drill. Then he spelled it. But where he lost me, John Harris, on the cool factor was, you got to learn me on that.
Yeah.
John can't pull that one off. Love you, John. You're the best talking football in the city. You're phenomenal at what you do. You got to learn me on that. How old do you think John Harris is? 55, maybe? I don't know.
Sounds about right.
About 55, and he's talking to a 22-year-old rookie.
He's more than twice his age.
You got to learn me on that. Come on, JH. Come on. You don't got that in your vernacular.
No.
I don't either.
No.
I can relate. That's why I know that you don't.
Yeah,
it takes ball to know ball.
Yeah, we don't need to add that to the show. You got to learn me on that.
You got to learn me on that. That was hilarious.
He was very confused.
But you could also tell that he was trying to like play it off like he knew it for a second. And then he's like, I can't do it. I don't know who that is.
Should I know who that is?
What's your favorite Baby Drill song?
I love all of them.
I celebrate his entire catalog.
I love Baby Drill's entire catalog. I don't know who Baby Drill is. I have no idea.
I don't either.
Junkie says Brown is the right tackle. Yeah, but what if Brayden Smith is better than Ursary? Now, what do you do then? I think that point is whenever Trent Brown becomes the left tackle. Not saying it's imminent. Not saying it's going to happen a ton, or at least right away. But if Ursary's lousy in the first two games and he's killing C.J. Stroud, they're going to make a move. They're going to make a move. We got 17 games. Junkie, how much time is Clowney going to actually get? I mean, the Texans rotate their defensive linemen quite a bit.
I think we'll see him quite a lot.
I think we'll see him, you know, maybe 35% of the snaps.
And do you think
that both defensive ends are healthy above him on the depth chart?
I mean, you think that we'll have times when all three of them are on the field at once?
Maybe third and longs.
Yeah.
Those are the only scenarios where I see all three.
Who moves inside in that situation?
I think they might just rotate it.
Just depends on matchup and everything.
Here you go, offensive line. Guess where we're coming from.
Like, imagine.
Guess where we're lining up.
It's like, oh, here's Clowney and Will Anderson on the same side of the ball. That's going to be nasty. It's going to be nasty.
Any of this. How about Hunter and Will on the same side of the ball?
Either way you want to pull it.
D'Amico's like, salivating at the idea of third down and 12.
That's why I kind of think makes me feel like we're going to see more. Like they're gonna use him as much as they possibly can.
I just don't know how you can do it in early downs.
Is Clowney not? I mean, he's run specialist.
Yeah, but I mean, you're going to play him in the interior defensive line whenever you have Rankins, you have Togiai, you just drafted McDonald early second round. You bring in Logan Hall. You like him as a hybrid.
No,
I don't think you see all three of Cuckoos. I don't think you see all three of them on the field unless it's clear passing
like third
situation.
And 15,
third now, it might be like second and 10 when you're up by 13, 2 minutes left in the game. You know,
yeah,
like two-minute offense type of stuff.
If the Texans get up big in games this year, like, we're going to see that a lot.
Yeah.
But I can't wait to see how they use Clowney with this mix. I mean, it was – I think that was such a good signing to make just to add even more depth to this roster.
It's pretty nasty.
Yes.
I didn't think that you needed to do it, but I'm excited by the idea of it now that it's here because he's still good. He's still got a lot of, you know – good ball in front of him.
I mean, even like Mario Edwards is listed as the third defensive tackle behind Togiai and Logan Hall on their depth chart, and they added him too. They have so much depth.
Their depth is incredible. It's an embarrassment of riches on the defensive line. I love the Texans roster. Like people are like, oh, you're down on the – no, I'm not. I love the Texans roster. Like, absolutely love it.
It's interesting because like the offense is – like the wide receiver conversation is – it's like, do we really like any of these guys for the last spot? No one's going to want them.
Uh-huh.
Where the defense, as soon as one of these guys gets cut free, they're going to be an instant sign elsewhere.
I think so, too. Like, somebody asked D'Amico, like, are there any of these guys under the radar that have been, like, showing out to you, and he didn't want to answer the question, which I actually agree with him. Like, why should he answer that question? Because if I'm another team in the NFL, knowing the Texans are really rich of defensive talent and knowing D'Amico has a really good mind for defensive football, if I heard him start to, like, you know, glaze some of these undrafted free agents who are really, really good but aren't going to make the team, I would probably kick the tires on those guys.
Yeah.
Whereas D'Amico's like, I'm not answering that question. I want to hide these guys in the practice squad. So, it was a Belichick moment for me from D'Amico when he was asked that. He wasn't like
wise.
A jerk about
no,
it.
No, but he was being wise.
He's like, yeah, I'm not going to tell you all my company secrets. Smart.
Yeah.
Because if I'm the Cleveland Browns, maybe that's not the best example, but if I'm a team that has the worst defense in the NFL and I have a need in my secondary and D'Amico's raving about Colin Wright and then they try to hide him on the practice squad, I'm probably signing Colin Wright.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was pretty, like, smart of D'Amico, like, just thinking ahead. Which, that's why Belichick did all that stuff. Junkie says, use him as a mic. Dallas did.
Junkie?
They might. It's just going to be pass rushing situations. Who will have a better year, Love or Price? Ooh, that's a good question. I think Love will.
I've been going Price for this year.
You think Price has a better year than Love?
For this year, yeah. That's just a better situation.
Definitely, but he's really good.
I think, and game script's going to play into that too.
Yeah.
Where, you know, Seattle's going to be in.
Is that a negative for Love, though? Because he's such a great pass catcher.
He is a great pass catcher.
Yes, but the running back room there is just so convoluted.
I don't think it's going to be that convoluted.
I mean, you spend the third overall pick on a guy.
I think they're going to use him. I think they're being coy.
I know they signed Tyler Allgeier in free agency, but the one place I would worry with Love is red zone.
Yeah,
like goal
Allgeier.
Line. Allgeier, we saw him vulture from Bijan for the last couple of years.
And even if Allgeier did, like, so Connor could do it too. Connor could be a vulture too at the goal line if you needed to.
Oh, James Connor?
Yeah.
No, I don't think he's a million years old.
No, I think Price just for this year is going to have a better
year. Okay. Stunts and Swiss, you want to bet on that?
I think we did.
I don't think we did.
I don't think we did.
I think we bet Love.
What, just fantasy finish?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did fantasy.
We already bet on that?
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
No.
You guys have the same side as you do today.
Half point PPR. Joe Price, Jeremy Love, $25, 14 game minimum.
Oh.
I was like, I think we already did this.
Forgot all about
That's
that.
That's a first.
Junkie says stunts and twists.
You want doubled out?
With Clowney looping around. Nah. Maybe we can see Clowney over the center like we wanted years ago. Yeah, that'd be fun. I think with Texans using their base 4-3 defense like usual, are going to be a force this year. Throw that guy out of here. He's trolling me, and he got what he wanted.
The
Texans base
here.
Is not a 4-3. Texans base is a nickel. Zach says Texans related, I guess. Just busy, but the football season snuck up on me. It does kind of hit you like a brick, you know? You know, it's July's rolling around, dog days of summer, then all of a sudden August comes, then boom, football season.
It's good for us to be back.
It's here.
We got preseason games this weekend.
Yeah. We had one last week.
It was good
back, baby. It's game week for the Texans.
It's game week.
The Texans should find a way to trade one of those low-down depth pieces on defense for a decent depth piece on offense. I like the Texans' depth on offense. Where do you think that they lack depth on offense?
Tackle.
I mean, you got three guys who are capable of starting.
Yeah. I mean,
your fourth tackle is not wonderful. I hear you on that. It's probably Blake Fisher.
That's probably the weakest depth point, I would say.
Okay.
On the offense.
But I hear you. Like, your fourth tackle is not great, but you have three guys who are capable of starting. I don't think that every team in the league could say that.
No, I would agree with you. It's just, if I was going to pick one spot.
Junkie, we sure go Clowney.
Any guard?
I mean, guard, you have Teller, you have Ingram, you have Rutledge, who could play guard. You have Braden Smith, who could play guard. You drafted a mid-round dude, Obafemi. You just extended Patterson. Like, you're not going to have dudes in your backup offensive line.
No, I think the depth is pretty. I mean, I think that there was something I saw on Twitter today. It was like most stacked rosters in the NFL.
Mm-hmm. I was just trying to find that because I saw it.
I love
too.
The Texans roster.
Texans were number one on the list.
I am in love with the Texans roster. Love it. Love it, love it.
Yay, Texans!
I have questions about quarterback play.
Yeah, Bleacher Report ranked the most stacked teams in the NFL, and number one was the Houston Texans.
If you could tell me that C.J. Stroud will undoubtedly be the top 10 quarterback this year, I would say they're a Super Bowl winner.
Yeah.
Like, that swings it for me. If he's a top 10 quarterback, Texans win. And I don't need stats.
If they're top 50.
I don't need him to be top 10 in passing yards. That's not what I mean. If he plays at a top 10 level, winning plays, smart decisions, which they talk about that all the time. Not me. I'm not the one saying it. D'Amico Ryan's saying it. Nick Caserio's saying it. Every Houston Texan. C.J. Stroud's saying it. No, I'm not saying it. I think they'll win it all. I really believe that.
If he's top 15, they might win it all.
In play.
Like, it's at least, I think maybe getting there is in play. You know, if you have to face a Stafford at that point, maybe it's where you need better quarterback play. But this defense is going to be so nasty this year, they're going to be able to stop anyone.
Yeah. Which leads to the question, which I'm being cussed out on the internet again for this for a very simple question. Very simple question, I think. I'm getting cussed out on the internet. Is the honeymoon phase over for C.J. Stroud? 713-780-3776, Jeremy and Joe, ESPN at 97.5.
If you miss John and Lance, you missed this.
I don't have $25 million in the bank.
I do the show with the poor.
Yeah, I've got $25 in there some weeks.
I was overdrafted last month.
Weekday mornings from 7 to 10.
You are poor.
with Jeremy and Joe, broadcasting live from inside the Huntington Bank Studios
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
All right, is the honeymoon phase over for CJ Stroud in Houston? Be careful who you ask that question to. 713-780-ESPN. I have been, I got cussed out multiple times today for asking this simple question. Is that worth being cussed out about? Is the honeymoon phase over for CJ Stroud in Houston?
Absolutely not.
Somebody quote tweeted and said, "You are effing annoying," and then blocked me. Didn't even give me a chance to respond.
When you're not being a turd.
It's an engaging question. I think it's a fair question. Who was that guy's name? Timothy? What was that? Timothy that called in?
Tommy.
It was Tommy. Yeah.
Yeah. So is the honeymoon phase over for CJ Stroud in Houston? Someone else said genuinely shut the bad word up.
Genuinely
shut the bad word up. Which it's just so funny to me that you can't have a conversation about the quarterback of the professional football team. I understand that this is a very, 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 very vocal, very, 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 very minority, right? It's a very vocal minority that are, you know, getting upset whenever you dare question the quarterback in this city. I would also probably say that multiple reasons for that kind of behavior. A delusional fandom would be something that I would jump out to immediately.
Sure.
Probably a casual that doesn't know ball. Like, how dare you dog the quarterback? It's the offensive line's fault. It's the receiver's fault for not creating separation. It's not having the nuance of being able to understand the game, right? Because of course there's going to be moments where the offensive line screws up. Of course, in the Texans quarterback environment's not wonderful. I'm willing to admit that. Probably bottom seven in the NFL last year. But it's like we've harped on it. I don't want to harp on it too much. When it's time to make a decision, it's time to make a decision. And on a scale of 1 to 10, how great have those decisions been for C.J. Stroud? Not great, especially last season's playoff. And that's why the head coach, general manager, the janitor, the person at the cafeteria, John Harris, it's why all of them within the walls of that organization have said that we want our quarterback to make better decisions. Mm-hmm. I'm not even the one saying it. I'm just repeating it. So I ask you, Joe, Brian, the dozens and dozens of junkies, is the honeymoon phase over for CJ Stroud in Houston? And I also want to point out how brave I am to ask this question. How big my cojones are to be able to ask this question.
Yeah, it's by design because everybody keeps grabbing my balls.
How much courage I have to ask. You know, and some people have to do it. You know, some people have to be on that front line, you know. Someone's got to ask the question. Is the honeymoon phase over for CJ Stroud? Someone's got to have the meatballs to ask. You know, even if it means that I'm going to get those Twitter grenades, even if I'm going to get those social media bullets, I am here to serve you, the city, to ask the tough questions on the internet for engagement farming. But is the honeymoon phase over for CJ Stroud in Houston?
I don't think it's a clear yes or no.
I think it's been over.
I think there's maybe
I think it ended in New England.
I don't think you know what honeymoon phase means.
I think there's still a lot of people who would say yes. Like there's still who I would say are still in it. The people who are attacking you.
I think those are delusional fans.
But I would include.
I think if you were to get them to literally answer the question, I think they'd be like, "Yeah, honeymoon phase is over."
You think okay? So I still view it as the people who like go to games are probably still okay with Stroud. At this point, like they're still
that's
in love.
Not the same.
They're
thing.
Still in love with their quarterback.
That's not the same thing as a honeymoon.
That he can
phase.
Do no wrong.
How many people do you think that? Think that?
I think it's like 40% still.
No.
Yes.
No way.
I think the average.
You think 40% of people that go to the Texans games still think that CJ Stroud can do no wrong?
I think the average Texans fan, like 40% of them, still think he's the quarterback of the team.
That's not the same thing. You're just not being the quarterback of the team does not mean honeymoon phase.
If they think he can do no wrong, it's the honeymoon phase.
That's different than what you just said.
Okay, well, that's what I meant.
A honeymoon phase, Joe, is the early period of a romantic relationship or new situation. It is filled with strong excitement, deep joy, and positive feelings. People in this phase often see everything as perfect and ignore small flaws or problems. Key features, high energy, idolization, constant togetherness, brain chemistry, how long it usually lasts, anywhere from 6 months to 2 years. Over time, chemical levels in the brain settle down. Couples move from pure excitement to a calmer, more stable bond.
I don't think they're in the rut.
40%?
Yeah, man.
No chance.
I think there are way more delusional people with their quarterback.
40% are delusional?
With his play.
40?
Yes.
Like, I think if you win.
I think it's 10. Tops.
I'm in the middle of you two guys. But, like, I think if you win and ask, like, kind of man on the street style, the average fan at a Texans game, hey, what do you think of C.J. Stroud? There's going to be far more, like, they'll might compliment him, but it's going to be preceded by, he needs to play better, right? Like, there's going to be, like, that, and that alone would be enough to take it out of the honeymoon phase.
I'm looking at these replies here. Like, I...
But that's a
vocal minority.
It's a vocal minority.
For sure. But I think
those are Stroud-only fans.
No, there's a lot that agree with Jeremy in here. Like, I think it's about 60-40. Like, I'm over it. I'm out of the honeymoon phase with C.J. Stroud. I think there's just still a bunch of people who are, they're always going to kind of be in it. Like, they're all.
I just don't think it's that high.
You don't think it's that high?
I know that it exists. I'm aware that it exists because I see it. People cuss me out for daring to ask the question. Yeah. I think it's closer to 10%.
Okay.
But is it over? 713-780-3776. And again, very brave of me to ask this question in this city because I'm getting verbal bullets, Joe, that I'm having to duck and dodge. But it's okay. I'm equipped to do just such. 713-780-3776. It is Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Back to the Huntington Bank Studios with Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Oh, baby. 713-780-ESPN. HRMP listener. We're still not on the clock yet. Is the honeymoon phase over? Look, some brave people in the city have to ask the question. You know, some might get a little opinionated about it. Some might kindly shut the up. Bad word, you. I have to be careful here. Be able to use my words wisely. Junkie says his demeanor in the huddle shows it.
Junkie?
That the honeymoon phase is over. Do you think Bryce Young could take this then? I don't know why. That's such a straw man. That's the biggest straw. Throw that junkie out for the straw man. I'm not doing straw man arguments
out
today.
Of here.
I'm not doing straw man. We're talking about C.J. Stroud, honeymoon phase in Houston. How does Bryce Young have anything to do with this conversation?
Great question.
The Texans never even had the opportunity to draft Bryce Young. Straw mans get booted. I'm not doing straw man arguments. He's a deer in the headlights, says a junkie. Another junkie, I'm a season ticket holder, and I say the honeymoon is over. It's time to put up or shut up. That's why he didn't get the extension. There's still a chance.
Yeah, it's not over. Yeah.
Still a chance he could get extended, but he hasn't yet. You're right. A junkie, I knew the honeymoon phase was over for Hannah when she stopped letting me come to bed where in nothing but my rib bib, signed Cal McNair. Yeah, you got to spell right, Cal. Yeah. Although it's kind of tracks that Cal's not spelling right.
I don't know. He went to Rice.
He did go to Rice. Junkie, it's over. We found out he still will take his mom's side of an argument. What is that?
I don't know.
Did he have a fight with his mom or somebody fight with his mom and he took up for his mom? Which, I mean, you should take up for your mother. I don't know what that means, Texter. Add some context, please. It's not about honeymoon phase. It's about what's the contract, because if he's average and it takes a super friendly contract that's different than $50 million a year contract. Okay. This is really just a recall of a bit that we did in the past, though. Because last year I would ask all the time, is the honeymoon phase over with C.J. Stroud in Houston? And people would get very, very mad.
They would.
People defend their quarterback. It's like Terrell Owens with Tony Romo.
I mean, it's the cycle you're in. And then eventually the guy's not the quarterback and then everyone flips on him.
Yeah.
But they don't flip on him until he's on another team. Like the quarterback.
No, that's not true. They can flip on you before you're on another team. I mean, this city flipped on Matt Schaub before he's on another team. He's throwing pick six after pick six after pick six.
But
right?
The people who are even saying that it's over right now, if he goes out and he throws 8 touchdowns and 1 interception in the first 2 games of the season, right? They're back in the honeymoon
phase. I don't know if it means the honeymoon phase.
Okay, well, then they're in on Stroud. They're fully in on Stroud.
Yeah, they're more confident in him, which is fine.
It's fine.
No one's telling you that you shouldn't be confident in him if he plays that way.
But, I mean, I still think it's like 40%. Maybe that is too high. So maybe it's closer to like 30. You said 10?
I think it's 10.
I just think there's still a lot of people that Stroud can do no wrong. And I don't get it.
There is some.
Yeah, I don't get why, but they're still there.
We should go to the preseason game and just ask people at the turn. I don't want to get shot, though.
I also don't want to go to the preseason.
Get shot.
Game.
You might get shot.
Nah, you're not going to get shot.
People get shot these days for having differing opinions.
I feel fairly safe. You can ask
fairly
CJ
safe
questions.
And good enough.
Tickets are
no,
as
no,
as...
no. I'm not asking Stroud this. I'm
no,
asking
I know.
People that come
I know.
To the.
I'm at Stroud questions.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Give me credentials. I'll do it.
All right. Give you don't even. You don't need a credential.
I don't have. How do I? I mean, oh, I guess I could go just what in the parking lot.
Just go up to the gate.
Yeah, just go as a fan.
Eh.
It says tickets are as low as $9.
He doesn't need tickets.
I know. Well, you got,
you're standing at the gate asking when they walk up or leave.
Well, you got to pay.
I'll pay your parking. I'll give you. I'll get you onto the rail.
The parking will cost way more than the tickets.
You'll park at the medical center. And we'll get you on the rail.
You said $9 to get in the game.
That's what it says on ESPN.
But he doesn't need to get into the game. This isn't a game thing. He doesn't even. He could go to training camp.
That's true.
And ask the people, which are probably bigger diehards, actually.
Yeah, actually, if you go to training camp and do it, I'm going to be right.
Yeah, go man of the people, walking up to training camp. You don't even need to pay for parking that day. I mean, you can get into park, you get parking. You can get parking in the over there. Joe probably. Can get you parking.
I can figure that out.
Yeah. Request a credential. They'll give you parking. You just never walk in.
There you go.
You sit outside with a microphone. Here you go. Is the honeymoon? That's all you got to ask. Is the honeymoon phase over with CJ Stroud in Houston? And see the react. I hope you produce that later that day.
Do we have like an ESPN 97.5 mic flag? I don't want to look like some rando out there.
We gotta have a mic flag. I think I have a mic flag from the other place. We'll get you one of those things.
Actually, I don't think we do.
I'll get you the other place's mic flag.
That would be
I got
so
one.
Funny.
The flagship?
Yeah. I got one.
Yeah, let's
I got
use
one
that.
For my days.
Let's
I'll never give it back.
Yeah.
And we can turn it like upside down.
Well, like the
this
Miz.
Sounds like a great idea.
Like the Miz with the WWE logo.
I mean, they'll kick us out, but that it'd be worth it
yeah,
for the content.
Fine.
Yeah.
I don't care if I get kicked out.
We probably couldn't take Lexi with us because
No,
I don't want to get. Yeah, I don't want to.
Yeah, she can't go.
No, take one of the interns.
I mean, I don't really need him.
Ethan will do it.
Yeah, just make him ask all the questions. So if he gets kicked out, it's like, well, he's going back to Arizona.
So why am I
he won't even
here?
Be in the same state in a month.
Yeah.
Because you volunteered.
Oh, that's true. That's
yeah. True. Yeah, I'll bring the mic flag tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay.
We can turn it upside down. I mean.
I love this bit.
This would be the best thing we ever
do. We do have to film. Well, can we film it?
Why couldn't you film it?
Because it has the other logo on it.
We can blur it.
I don't know why. Why is that illegal?
Can you?
Probably couldn't post something.
Like if
can we just put tape over it?
Yeah, we can put tape.
Can we put tape like over the?
Don't you have a polo like that?
I have a hat.
Okay,
I have a Homer hat.
I do have. I think I have the same hat.
I think I still have a polo from there too.
Oh, should I wear the hat? I have the hat.
I mean, if you don't want to identify as them, then it's up to you. This is your thing now. I can't wait for it, though.
Should I introduce myself from that station every single time?
No, probably. You probably shouldn't be disingenuous about it.
Okay.
You probably can't lie.
Okay. I could just not clarify.
Yeah. Yeah. And if they ask you, like, which station you're from, be like, eh.
One of them?
Like, I used to work there.
Be like 97.5. You know, the numbers are kind of the same now.
Yeah.
That's true. It's just true. One little flip.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a great idea. Robert in Beaumont, yes, it's over. If he plays poorly, he will not be a Texan next year. I think it's in play. A junkie, yes, this is a prove-it game.
Junkie.
The only ones who get passes if they win a Super Bowl, then they get paid after as a thank you. I think this station's honeymoon phase would be a lot different than some other stations.
Oh,
I will
yeah.
say that. Brendan the Heights, how brave are you? You've asked it weekly to monthly the past few years. Find a new bit. I mean, it's the first time I've done it in months, Brent. In the Heights? You're certainly not Brent from Acre Homes, I can tell. Oh, you should have another bit. It's been 6 months, Brent. There's plenty of time to dust it off and bring it back out. But thank you for listening to the program. Junkie honeymoon has been over for a while. We found out that CJ doesn't put his dirty clothes in the hamper. LOL. What does that mean? Does he only wear new clothes?
No, it's just a reason why the honeymoon phase would be over in a wedding, in a marriage.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That was a lack of
yeah,
feel.
Yeah, you
part.
Stopped making the effort. Yeah.
That was a lack of I forgot that this was the analogy we were doing.
Come on, this is your bit.
Yeah, my bad. Yeah, it's a good point. He didn't put the toothbrush in the proper spot.
No, he does not. No.
The sink is starting to come in on him a little bit. You know what I mean? You get less counter space, you know? Less closet space. Yes, the honeymoon phase is over. He's got to realize that he's being asked to win a game. He's just being an asked not to lose it. If he wins it for us, that's great, but he can't lose it. That's where he needs to be graded this year. I think it's a fair point. 713-780 ESPN HRP listener line. CJ is a bad word.
Whoa. Like the Jabari bad word?
Business is picking up. How many starting quarterbacks give the Texans a better chance of winning a Super Bowl than Stroud? 18. without thinking about him? Maybe 15.
I was thinking like 15.
I had him ranked, what, 16th? I had him ranked 16th.
I had him ranked 19th.
There might be a couple of guys on that list, though, that I would not trust with big games either.
Yeah, but you would still take Josh Allen, even though you think he's never going to win.
I'm not sure I would have Baker Mayfield ahead of him, though.
Huh.
Yeah, I would still have Allen ahead of Stroud, obviously.
I would have Baker in front.
I don't. I'm a little on the fence with Baker.
You're going back on Baker?
I thought you were a little bit. I watch quarterback.
Oh.
We'll get to that later. I'm a little on the fence with Baker.
Hmm.
Well, I think they're in the same caliber, same tier.
I think just one's got that dog.
Baker has dog, but he's also pretty reckless with the ball.
Oh, yes.
Which I'm trying to get away from.
Yeah, but he makes the big plays that make up for it, I would say.
Okay. Texans had a lot of explosives Stroud's rookie year, but that was back then. They don't like explosives anymore. You're more likely to get shot during preseason games. Lower prices brings more violence. That's a good point. 713-780-ESPN. Joe is way off at 40%. I think we need to ask Jose Jorge and get his opinion. It's more realistic. He only comes on the first Tuesday of the month, though, so we can't get a hold of him. Technically, they could have drafted Bryce Young if they took the L in that last game. Yeah, but technically, they didn't lose that game. Another one, bad word CJ. I didn't know we were getting to this level. CJ is a bad word. Bryce for quarterback. Why are we having the Bryce discussion?
I don't know.
What does this have to do with Bryce? CJ has turned into a soft, bad word boy.
Ooh.
Can Sam Darnold win the Super Bowl as Texans quarterback? Of course.
He just won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, he can win the quarter. Yeah, he can win the Super Bowl as Texans quarterback. Absolutely. So where do you stand now after this reaction on the text line?
Maybe it's like 25%. Honeymoon face, though. I'll drop it.
Mm.
Even though I think our listeners are more in line with us.
I think so.
If this text line was being read at the other place, I'm not sure it would fall the same way.
No, for sure not. There would be more defense there, for sure, which probably, you know, whatever. Junior Broncos saying B-Mac, he double-dog dares you. He says B-Mac half the producer Jim Mudd is. Jim Mudd would do it. Junior Broncos said he actually had the cojones to do this bit. So he's calling you out here, Brian.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Doesn't really move the needle for me. Doesn't motivate me.
What day are you going out there?
When's the, I can't before Wednesday because of the kids' school, but anytime after that, if there's an open practice, I'll go.
Okay.
Okay.
You could go to the game.
It's Thursday night.
Well, at 7?
We play
yeah.
It's
yeah, right. I guess the struggle will be getting off here in time to get there before people are just not already in their seats, but.
Oh, it's a Texans game. They don't get in there early.
I can try.
Preseason game. No, I don't want you to be inconvenienced. You should do it whenever it fits your schedule, for sure.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do it before the game. Because then I also deal with traffic. And
we'll look at the calendar. We'll look at the calendar. We'll play the logistics. Definitely don't tell them why we're going to be there.
No.
Sure. We'll figure it out.
I can't wait for the reaction. I think that most of it's going to be like, yeah, the honeymoon phase is over. Yeah, the honeymoon phase is over. But I you might get one person to tell you to bad word off.
That's what we're looking for.
We are. We are looking for that. Those are our helmet stickers.
You know, we could just make Kunkel do it.
Mm,
if we don't want to make Brian.
He's trying to be in the good graces of the Texans, though.
I don't think Kunkel would want to do that.
I don't think he would do that. But I don't think he would do it. I don't think he wants to do it.
Okay.
Yeah. I can't wait. All right, 713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener. Like Mills for quarterback. Brian, there will be food at the game. I don't think training camp is a fair place to do the question. True hardcore believers go to training camp. The casual, unbiased fans aren't going to camp.
I do think camp.
It's going to skew the numbers higher in Stroud's favor, for sure.
I think a game would get you more likely to get a better number.
Although, if they're going to preseason game, they're also a diehard.
We can wait till week one. We can do it week one.
That's fine. And then you can actually go to the game.
Yeah. If you can get me into the game, that's cool.
I'll get you a press pass for that.
All right.
They do have a good buffet.
Do they?
They usually do have a
never
good buffet.
Never been.
Have you ever been to a Texans game?
No, never in the press box.
Really?
No.
As a former employee of the flagship, you never were credentialed?
Nope.
Have you ever done it for anything there?
No.
Any other games?
Not in the press box, no.
I guess I've never done Texans for
I've been in the press.
I was like 2 years on their beat.
I did it for the Astros and the Rockets, but never the Texans.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
Huh.
I've done more boxing press passes than I have Texans.
Honeymoon is over. We are flirting with the hot new girl in accounting. Oh, dang. How many games will CJ play if we lose 3 in the first 6 games? They're convicted to stay with him.
Oh, yeah, he's not getting benched.
He's not getting benched.
No, if they wouldn't bench him after 4 first-half interceptions against the Patriots, they're not going to bench him.
Junkie, I'm not a sports analyst, but I know there's been several NFL players to have bad playoffs. When CJ turns this thing around, please don't jump on the bandwagon. Those aren't the same two things. Those are totally different. No one's denying that CJ Stroud couldn't turn this around. But that doesn't mean that the honeymoon phase is still on. Like, you are moving the goalpost on this. Totally moving the goalpost on this. I have been on record of saying I think CJ Stroud has an opportunity to improve, to fix this, to get better. He's young. He's talented. He has a chance. In fact, I am the most CJ Stroud optimist of this program, of this radio show. I think the highest of CJ Stroud on this show.
I would agree with that.
So what do you mean if he don't jump on the bandwagon? No, if he plays well, we're going to call it like we see it. We don't do any like, oh, yeah, this is how it's going to be, and do make-believe radio and just have a take because we want to have a take. No, we call it like we see it. If CJ Stroud plays well, guess what we're going to do? We're going to say he's playing well. If CJ Stroud's making great decisions, what are we going to say? CJ Stroud is making great decisions. We're not going to be take-locked on something. I thought CJ Stroud was a top 10 quarterback after his rookie year, and now I look foolish. But I'm willing to change with the tides and change based on what the evidence tells me. Evidence coming off his rookie year, he looked phenomenal. Evidence the last 2 years and in the playoffs last season have looked awful. So guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to call it like it is.
I think I found our time. Tuesday the 18th is the day of the joint practice against the Raiders.
Oh, that's a good call.
9 a.m.
Because that'll be halfway between training camp and halfway between...
Yeah. And we've already seen a preseason game. But I don't know if Stroud will
probably
play
won't
it.
Play.
Probably won't play in it. No.
Probably won't play. But it'll be like it'll be the middle of training camp fans and the
it's the very it's the very last and that's it's the next and last.
There you go, Joe.
Open practice.
That's
so.
Here.
Put it in your calendar.
Yeah. Okay.
I went to their website. The next and last, and it's also the last one. Open practice is Tuesday the 18th.
There you go, Brian okay. McDonald, RSVP.
All right.
There you go. Put me in.
Put him in, Coach. I can't wait. I'm so excited.
We'll make it work.
I wish you well.
Thank you. Now I.
Well, you think they'll kick him off the premises?
No.
Well, that'd be even better for us.
They've only ever done that one time.
Who's going to film this for him?
And he broke all. And the guy broke all.
Are we filming?
I
thought we were just getting audio.
I think filming would be good for the socials.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Like I said, AJ,
I guess we get an intern.
Oh, good call.
Because AJ can come with you.
Oh yeah, that's fine.
Oh, I can't wait. This might be the best idea I've ever had. I'm not even doing anything.
That's why you like it.
I'm an idea man.
You're like, I don't have to do any work to do this?
Yeah. I had to come up with the idea.
You did all the work?
I'm a content creator.
I will say I got a little more nervous when I saw Raiders are going to be here.
Why?
Just the Raiders fans. I don't know if there'll be any Raiders fans.
I don't think the Raiders fans are going to be traveling to Houston.
But Jeremy specifically said gunplay, and I looked up, and the practice says Raiders fans.
Yeah, but you're not asking the Raiders fans.
I know. I think it went up like 1%, though, is all I'm saying.
Fair. For people who separate fandom and reality, the honeymoon is over. It's time to put up or shut up. CJ is still a little kid. Actually, according to Honeymoon, it's only a week.
I just noticed, because I'm on their website, this same practice has, as a feature, Cal's Cookout presented by HEB.
Oh! You can taste test the burgers.
Yes! I'm in.
It's even better.
They're going to be like, no, B-Mac just wants the food. He can't come.
Yeah. He's going to be there for Cal's Cookout.
Oh, Uncle Cal. If I can't get a Cal burger, I'm so disappointed.
That would be sad. All right, let's get to some NFL stuff. Quinnen Williams just got paid. Dallas Cowboy fans that are out there, we know that you listen to us. He got a lot of money. I did finish watching the quarterback. Three things that I learned watching the quarterback. Some tough injuries, too. Laremy Tunsil. Man, hated to see that. It's Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5. First, a moment on Pro Dunk Hoops. They make the highest quality basketball goals you'll find. You might have a birthday coming up in your house. You know what's a good birthday present? A goal from Pro Dunk. It's the gift that keeps on giving, in fact. That's what people are saying. And they've been serving the best goals since 1984. The tempered glass backboard gives you that true, authentic feel that you get off the glass, off the rim of a pro gym. They got the breakaway rim, which is very important because it's going to keep you safe. You're not going to get hurt. Stainless steel hardware. It's rust-proof as well, and it's height adjustable. Anywhere from 5 feet to 10 feet. You can raise the goal, lower the goal. It is phenomenal. Check out Thor as well while you're there. They have the lightning adjust feature on Thor. Thor is great. You can raise and lower the goal with a drill, in fact. It's really easy to do. It's quick. It's fast. You get it right at that perfect height at the perfect time without wasting a whole lot of time. I remember the days you have to get the broom handle. That was no fun. Now you can do it with a drill. But Pro Dunk has all the goals you could imagine, though. In-ground adjustable, portable, wall mount, roof mount. They can do it all, and their accessories are great, too. LED light kits for night play. You don't have to wait for the sun to come up. Now you can play throughout the night. You're at work, kids are at school. The only time to play is at night. Well, if you like kits, fixes that problem. Backstop nets, pole pad lettering, and lots more. You can also they can also install the goal for you as well. The pros from ProDunk will come out to your place, perfectly install your goal at the perfect height, perfectly straight. You can't mess it up because you're not going to do it. The pros from ProDunk are. So order now, ProDunk.com. Great gift-given idea at ProDunk.com.
ESPN 97.5. It's Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Lots going on in the NFL the last few days. First and foremost, the most important thing that's going on in the NFL, I finished watching The Quarterback on Netflix. I am done. I am complete. I watched the final episode yesterday, and there are three. I have my three favorite things. Three favorite things from watching The Quarterback. Joe Flacco's cool.
Cool.
I like Joe Flacco.
Cool. Joe Cool, yep.
Baker Mayfield was really bad down the stretch.
Okay.
Really bad. For, like, as great as he was at the start of the season, he was equally bad down the stretch. Now, context matters. How much it was because of injury, stuff like that. I think it was a factor.
Because they show his injury early on in the show, right?
Yeah, he had several. Remember he had the bicep bruise or whatever, mm-hmm. Then he had the AC joint sprain. So he did have quite a few, but he still was not great down the stretch. You know, how much does the injury factor in? That's up for you to determine. And then my last one, Cam Ward is the NFL version of Anthony Edwards, and I think he's going to be really, really good.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I think he's going to be really, really good. Now, they got to get him help. I still think they're a ways away from – they drafted Carnell Tate. I think it's going to be fun. I think Saleh was a good hire because I think Saleh is a solid head coach. I don't think they're going to be, like, clicking on all cylinders offensively because that offense still has a ways to go. But I think Cam Ward's going to be a dude.
What do you think his
– I think he's going to be a dude.
What do you think Daboll's, like, long-term outlook is there?
I mean, if Cam Ward plays really well,
he'll get another job.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, so many teams are going to draft quarterback, and they want to pair a rookie quarterback with a guy that's really good offensively that has just showcased that he can get the most out of a young QB.
And, like, because his resume then would have, Daniel Jones to the playoffs, playoff victory in New York.
Yeah.
If he has success with Cam Ward. So maybe not a one-year stop in Tennessee, but I could see it being 2 years.
I mean, if they're a playoff team this year, far-fetched, I know.
Then he's definitely gone.
I think he's on the – he's one of the top candidates.
He could just be the Jets head
coach. I think he's a dude. I think he's going to be really, really good.
I like Cam Ward, too. I'm intrigued. That's a big –
His mentality, and I know that they doctor it up. It's a TV show. But, like, he's locked in, this film watching, the way he carries himself in the locker room with, like, oozes confidence. Mm-hmm. I think it gravitates the players around him. I think his teammates are going to, I think he's going to be that leader that gets the most out of the players around him. I think he's got a chance to be really, really good. Really, really good. Plus, he's got the best backup quarterback in the NFL behind him. So if he doesn't, if he gets hurt, then the guy behind him's got a chance to fill in for him and do pretty good.
See the play over the weekend?
Yeah, 2nd and 10.
Wait, slipped?
Yeah, 2nd and 10. Everybody's like, oh, look at this. 2nd and 10. He threw it away in an adverse situation. 2nd and 10. Let's play on. Play on. 2nd and 10. Moving on.
I also saw a clean pocket that he ran out of for no reason.
2nd and 10. 2nd and 10. He threw it away. Adverse situations. Elsewhere in the NFL. Quinnen Williams did get paid. We mentioned that. Cowboy defensive lineman. 5 years, $153 million. We knew this day was coming. It was just a matter of time.
Yeah.
Their interior defensive line is pretty salty.
I think the Cowboys are going to go this year.
Do you?
That defensive line, like getting rid of Parsons and how they've fixed it since then is very impressive. Because I think it's better now. Like their biggest issue was stopping the run, and now they've added guys like Quinnen Williams. They've gone out there, Rashawn Gary as well, right? So, I mean, that's a big contract.
That's massive.
It's a huge contract.
Yeah. Adam Vinatieri, did you see his Hall of Fame speech?
I did.
It seemed like a roast.
Yeah.
It seemed like Adam Vinatieri thought like Nikki Glaser was hosting the NFL Hall of Fame.
I appreciate it, though.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I like it a little different.
I don't know. I don't know if like a kicker should be pulling this off. Like if you're like, one of the best quarterbacks ever and you want to turn it into a roast, all right. But kickers? They're not real football players.
They're not, but I kind of enjoyed it.
Like, should a kicker be roasting people at the Hall of Fame?
I think you're just trying 713-780-3776.
To be fair, one of the people he roasted was a punter.
That's true.
Something that's fair game.
Although, might have also been a roast of his wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet she got a pre-look at the
She
note,
was cracking up.
Yeah.
She was laughing, which was really cool. But here is that joke, Vinatieri roasting Pat McAfee, I guess.
Hey, Pat McAfee's here in the crowd today. Great to see you, brother.
Brother?
The only person who enjoyed holding my balls more than my wife.
A good pop.
She held for me in the off season when everyone else was gone. Get that right.
He did get a good pop for that.
Yeah, I mean, because no one's expecting that.
Pat McAfee seemed high. Did you see him? He was like doing this. It was acting weird. I mean,
he's always
reaction looked like he was
his mouth agape and like doing like some weird salute. I thought he was weird.
He likes to enjoy himself. It's
I think he
well
might
documented.
Have had an edible or two.
Yeah, here's another one: Vinatieri roasting Bill Belichick.
Thank you for demanding excellence every single day. Your preparation, discipline, and attention to detail shaped far more than my football career. Unfortunately, Bill couldn't make it here today. There's a lot going on at UNC right now. He may be on a recruiting trip right now looking for the next Lawrence Taylor. I thought it was because training camp had already started. But in truth, it's because he's judging his girlfriend's cheerleading competition.
Fell flat. Fell flat. He tried.
And then here's another one that he was roasting, I guess, fellow Hall of Famer Peyton Manning.
And Peyton, thank you for generously donating your forehead for today's teleprompter. A gigantic forehead means a big brain, and your football IQ
really
is unmatched, buddy.
Oh, man. Somebody did like that last one. That was, that was Adam Vinatieri turning the Hall of Fame induction speech into a roast. Now, people didn't catch this. This was not many people saw this. But here was Peyton Manning's response to Adam Vinatieri's speech afterwards.
We're honoring the Hall of Fame. We're talking about our idiot kicker who got liquored up and ran his mouth off. So, hey, Al, Dan, what has the sports world come to? We're talking about idiot kickers. He has ruined kickers for life.
Peyton Manning didn't like that joke a whole lot.
He did not.
Manning was not pleased with that Vinatieri roast.
That is one of the greatest clips in NFL history.
Talking about my forehead, I'm going to sound off on you.
These idiot kickers.
He called Adam Vinatieri an idiot kicker. After Vinatieri roasted him. Elsewhere in the NFL, Laremy Tunsil tore his arm. His bicep is torn.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah. And look, some people, karma. No, I don't. I wish only good things. I know Laremy tried to get me fired, but I don't want him to get hurt. Now, do you think this has any sort of impact on their team, fantasy, Jaden?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's your franchise left tackle.
Yeah.
Being out for the season. I think.
How many wins does it cost you?
Two?
Okay, I was going to say like a game and a half.
Okay.
Do you think differently of Jaden Daniels in fantasy?
It makes me more nervous he's going to get hurt again. I already had those concerns.
Yeah, fair.
So they're a little more elevated.
It doesn't do a whole lot for me from like the actual play, because in fact it might actually lead to him throwing the ball more, which could help, but valid. Cade Mays, Lions signed him in free agency. It was going to be their starting center. He's got a wrist injury, a broken bone in his wrist. I can relate. He's going to miss time. Not season ending, but how about the impact there?
I mean, that's a big loss for them.
A little less, a little more than Tunsil.
I mean, it's probably their team's good enough. Deeper, I would say it's a little bit less.
Do you flip Gibbs and Bijan now? Because Gibbs been going number one, Bijan number two. Now, Gibbs lost a starting center. Is that enough to flip you over to Bijan at one?
8 to 10 weeks. It's probably, what, the first, like, 5 weeks of the season, roughly? I would say no.
Okay, and Gibbs is, like, he can do everything.
I think I would still go Gibbs.
He can run outside of the tackles. He can catch the football. Luther Burden's out a month. How does this impact the Bears?
They said he should be back for week one. That's what the reporting was.
Do you trust that? It's a groin, right?
No, I do not trust that.
Yeah, soft tissue injuries, I don't trust.
They're like the Astros.
The Bears?
Yeah, bad medical stuff.
Discomfort?
So, yeah. Rome or Luther Burden?
Rome.
Rome to the moon.
Rome to the moon?
I think it was already Rome, personally.
I think it's Loveland to the moon.
Well, Loveland, too, helps a lot.
Yeah, I just talk strictly wide receivers. But
okay. Yeah. So, you think he's going to be back week one?
I'll say early in the season.
Is there another receiver you like in Chicago?
I mean, Jahdae Walker is a late flyer.
Okay.
Cleef Raymond. I'd probably go Walker.
Okay. Luther Burden's out a month, so we'll see how long that lasts. Isaiah Pacheco sprained his MCL. They're saying he's going to miss probably the rest of preseason, but maybe back in week one. Teddy Bridgewater is retiring again all of a sudden.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing to do on August 8th.
And they signed Josh Dobbs, right?
Yeah.
And he just quit.
That's just way too, yeah, I'm done. I'm out of here.
Bridgewater seems like kind of a strange cat.
Yeah, he does.
He's like, I'm stepping away.
He pays players illegally. Remember?
Yes.
Comes back randomly.
Now he's got the Teddy Bridgewater law.
Retiring again. Yeah, the Bridgewater law. And then Hunter Henry got a contract, very big contract for New England. All right, 713-780-ESPN. College football playoffs might be expanding. TV's meeting today. Conferences meeting today. And they have another idea, an idea we haven't talked about. How would you feel about this expansion of the playoffs and this caveat on top of it? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5.